This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. With the holidays behind us, next up on the calendar are some major changes in the Massachusetts political landscape. To look at the shakeup, including this week's inauguration of a new governor, we turn this morning to our regular political analysts, Republican strategist Todd Domke and Democrat Dan Payne. We begin with Dan, who expects Governor-elect Charlie Baker to be busy as soon as he takes office.
The budget deficit the state is looking at may grow as high as $1 billion. So we're going to see good Charlie for just another day or two. And then once he gets sworn in, he's going to be all business. Every leader, the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, and the governor, they all have agendas. They all have constituencies. So they'll have to posture to please their audiences. But no one on Beacon Hill wants to look like Capitol Hill, so they'll find compromises.
He needs the cooperation of the legislature. I don't think he wants to close the deficit in a way that causes too much pain or controversy. He's going to have to set priorities, partly because he wants to create the right kind of expectations. He doesn't want the public to expect too much, and yet at the same time, he really wants to be seen as a take-charge governor.
What about style, Todd? Are we going to get the nice Charlie Baker that we got during the campaign, or do we get the down-to-business CEO from Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare?
I think we'll get both. The nice Charlie in public, the CEO Charlie, that's the guy who'll be behind the scenes, making sure bureaucrats respect and fear him so they'll make needed reforms. But with the legislature, I think he's going to be very collaborative, very congenial, working with labor leaders, business leaders, local leaders. I think he'll be sharing credit. I think he's really determined to be a coalition builder, seeking consensus, which, of course, is reflected in his having appointed so many Democrats to his cabinet.
I agree. I think we'll see nice Charlie, good Charlie, on the weekends when he's campaigning. But it'll be all business behind closed doors. He doesn't really want to give off the impression that he's taking things lightly. This deficit is so big, he's got to be more business than convivial.
All right, let me ask now about Elizabeth Warren down the road. Do you think our U.S. senator will stick by her statements that she's not running for president in 2016?
Well, let me read you a list. Ted Kennedy, Paul Tsongas, Mike Dukakis, John Kerry, Mitt Romney. Every Massachusetts politician who has run for president lost. And except for Kerry, they lost badly. So Elizabeth Warren has some role models to learn from. And let me put a little more cold water on this. One poll in Iowa recently showed that Hillary Clinton is at 59%, Joe Biden is at 12, and Elizabeth Warren is 11. In New Hampshire, Clinton leads Elizabeth Warren by between 40 and 50 points. And we should remember, she's only run once for office in her life. So the prospect of another campaign may not look that exciting to her as it does to a lot of people who want her to run.
After she was first elected to the Senate in a national television interview, she was asked whether she might run for president. And she had a five-word answer: no, 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 no. Now she only says she isn't running. She sounds like a lot of other non-candidates before they became candidates. But I think she's playing coy because she knows the speculation gives her more influence and leverage. She can't be ignored.
But I think she might change her mind if Hillary Clinton doesn't run. But I think she knows that she has more influence now as a United States senator who might run than as a long-shot presidential candidate.
Todd Domke, Dan mentioned a name of the next person I want to ask about, Mitt Romney. Do you think the GOP wants a third Mitt Romney run for president?
Well, right now he's strong in the polls because of name recognition. I don't think he'll run. I think he realizes if he ran and lost, he would be a three-time loser in Harold Stass and Thomas E. Dewey category of kind of being a joke. But again, candidates like to be speculated about.
Democrats would be delighted if Mitt Romney were to run again. He's got a lot of warts that he cannot cover.
All right, let's go back to Beacon Hill and Governor Deval Patrick. His legacy, Dan Payne.
Well, the most obvious is the one that's not mentioned at all, He's the first African-American governor in this state's history, the second in America, and he was successful as a governor. And that was especially important in his first 2 years. The fact that he was successful made it possible for people to see that a black man could be president. I think he won't want to be remembered as the governor who gave us casinos. He did restore public confidence in state government as a positive force. I think people may call for Deval Patrick to run, but he's made it clear now that he wants to work in the private sector and make money.
I think he'll mostly be remembered as a popular and personable governor, a very appealing leader. But I think he's sincere in saying he doesn't have political aspirations at this time. Maybe after some time off in the private sector, he'd consider an appointment to U.S. Attorney General or U.S. Ambassador to an important country.
Oh, I think he'd love to be a U.S. Supreme Court justice.
That's true.
All right, let me close out with this. Do you see a surprise political story on the horizon for 2015? Dan Payne, you start.
Well, I predict that somewhere, somehow, someone will say that we need a moderate Republican to run for president or become vice president, and that name will be none other than Charles Baker of Massachusetts.
I predict that Scott Brown will resist the temptation to move to Connecticut and run for the Senate there. I think he'll stay in New Hampshire and try to play kingmaker in the Republican presidential primary. I think he should be very sought after by moderates like Jeb Bush or Chris Christie.
Oh, please don't remind us that he's still around, Todd.
Well, he's sort of around.
Todd Dopke, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good to be with you, Bob.
Same to you, Dan Payne.
You're welcome, Bob.